understand the impact a species can have on another species in our ecosystem, Professor in Biological Sciences from Macquarie University, Rick Shine, joins us. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So the cane toad is believed to have accessed New South Wales through Queensland freight and a green waste where it has been since 1935. Do we know how the toad came into Australia originally?
Yeah, some agricultural scientists in the sugarcane industry up in Queensland were worried about insect pests, beetles that were eating the roots of the cane, and decided that toads would be a lovely biological control. And so the idea was to bring them in. They came from South America originally via Puerto Rico and Hawaii. 101 toads turned up in 1935, and they were bred, and their offspring were released in the sugarcane fields.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those horror stories you hear repeated through history of the introduced species running amok far more than people originally suspected. So what happens when a species like that enters a new environment, and why are they such a threat?
Well, the big problem with cane toads is that we have no native toads in Australia. Most of the rest of the world has got toad species of various kinds, including Indonesia, not very far away. And toads as a group have a particular trick. They produce an incredibly powerful poison, bufotoxin, that they hold in the shoulder glands, and that fatally poisons predators that try to attack them. You know, if you're a toad and you don't have big teeth and claws and so on, there's not too many ways to stop a snake or a bird from eating you. And this poison is different from the poisons that native frogs produce, and Australian predators like goannas and some of our snakes and marsupials haven't evolved to deal with that kind of poison. And so if they eat a toad, they die of a heart attack. And because toads look like frogs, lots of Australian predators that eat frogs try to eat toads, and that is very rapidly fatal.
So it sounds like the reason they're a pest species is very specific to the Australian climate and environment. Are there other places in the world where species like that actually can bring about a balance that they undo here locally?
Yeah, I mean, cane toads have been introduced to about 40 countries around the world. Mostly they don't cause problems because there are native toads there already. And so the native fauna's already adapted to it. Or there's no native fauna to eat them. You know, in Hawaii, for example, there's been no native mammals or reptiles there that are going to eat toads. And so really, it's not a big deal, except that people don't like to see them. You know, the system does eventually come back into balance. There are plenty of Australian predators that can eat toads, a lot of birds and rodents and insects and so on. And so they probably think it's the best idea anyone ever had to bring toads to Australia. Their numbers have probably increased.
Yeah, so I guess with them being here for so long and being a problem for so long, is there a solution to the invasion? How do we actually stop their spread? And is there an end to the problem, or is it just an ongoing war of attrition we have to be vigilant for?
Look, there are ideas out there about how we might be able to slow down the invasion. We certainly have come up with far more efficient ways to control numbers. You know, we have ways now that we can collect toad tadpoles very selectively in traps and eradicate them from water bodies. And once you stop toads from breeding, of course, you're well on the way to doing something useful. But look, I don't think we're going to get rid of cane toads. I think they will probably become a bit less common over the years as some of those native enemies increase in numbers and other species perhaps adapt to deal with them. So yeah, I think we're probably stuck with cane toads, but they're probably not our greatest problem.
All right. Well, Professor Rick Shine, thank you so much for joining us here on the Wednesday Daily. It's been fascinating hearing your insights, and we'll of course have links up on the podcast if people are curious to learn more.
My pleasure.